Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 89. Staying clear overnight tonight with a low around 60. More sunshine on Thursday, warmer with our high nearing 90, and staying clear with a low around 61 throughout Thursday night. Still staying sunny as we head into Friday with our high of 90 and partly cloudy with a low around 60 Friday night. Showers possible throughout Saturday, sunny with a high of 80. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Crawford County Sheriff's Office are conducting a homicide investigation in Arcadia, Kansas. That's according to a media release from the KBI. Just before 11:30 a.m. on September 3rd, a woman called 911 after discovering the body of her friend, 80-year-old Geneva Hamm. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office responded to 400 East Arcadia Street in Arcadia. They located Hamm dead inside her home. An autopsy was performed. The coroner ruled Hamm's manner of death a homicide. Osage County deputies arrested a Topeka man late Monday night after drugs were found during a traffic stop. According to officials, David Hendricks, 25, of Topeka, was pulled over around 10:30 Monday night on U.S. 75 Highway near Carbondale. During the traffic stop, officers did locate narcotics in his vehicle. He was taken into custody and transported to the Osage County Jail. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Pretty Prairie USD 311 voters appear to have rejected a $10.5 million bond proposal on Tuesday. According to Reno County Deputy Elections Clerk Jenna Fager, the initial count was 277 no and 212 yes, with just seven provisional ballots. The bond would have replaced windows and roofs at the district schools and the ceiling in the high school auditorium. It would also have resulted in the redesign and expansion of the middle school gymnasium into the main competition facility for the school district. Just after 11:30 Sunday night, deputies were sent to a disturbance call for a shooting in the 4300 block of Wood Hollow. Deputies located 19-year-old Joriana R. Williams of Wichita suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg. Williams does remain hospitalized. The suspect, a 17-year-old black male of Wichita, was arrested at the residence and booked into the Sedgwick County Juvenile Detention Facility on requested charges of aggravated battery and an outstanding warrant. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind. So let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. A Grand Island teen is in critical condition in an Omaha hospital, and another teen is facing multiple felony charges in Hall County Court following an incident late Monday night. Jonathan Mayhakota, 17, is charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute while in possession of a firearm, tampering with evidence, possession of a defaced firearm, and a misdemeanor charge of driving under suspension. These charges all stem from a shooting that took place late Sunday night at the parking lot of a Super Saver located at 710 West State Street in Grand Island. The Nebraska State Fair is packing it in for another year at Fauner Park after celebrating one of the most successful years to date. In all, over 287,000 people perused the fair, taking in the rides of the Midway, food vendors, and much more. Planning is already in the works for the 2023 State Fair, with hopes to make it even bigger and better than this year's. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A strategic economic expansion and development program is being initiated by the state of Kansas, providing grant opportunities to support development and revitalization efforts through qualitative life initiatives. These will include child care and senior programming projects that support or enhance these services, such as building improvements, educational materials, supplies, and equipment. Community vibrancy projects that refresh, re-energize, and unlock the attractiveness of rural communities, such as art installations, murals, and signage. Food retail projects that support access to food retail establishments, including development, renovation, and/or expansion. And library projects that support providing free and open access to a broad range of materials and services, including reading material, technology, furniture, and building improvements. Local governments, economic development organizations, chambers of commerce, and others are eligible to apply with a 10% match required and project completion within 12 months of receiving grant funds. Seed grant applications are due by September 30th and will be announced in October. Additional details available through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Their email address is seed@ks.gov. Blue Valley Technologies announcing a project to deploy fiber to Bremen as part of ongoing efforts to reach those living and working in unserved and underserved areas of rural Kansas. Information packets were delivered to each eligible home in Bremen detailing the fiber-to-home project. The engineering phase will begin immediately with construction to take place later this fall while contractors in the area working on other projects. Customers with questions are encouraged to contact Blue Valley, which has recently deployed fiber to the cities of Baileyville, Bern, and Blue Rapids, as well as the rural areas east of Winifred and north of Frankfort. They're in the process of building the fiber network in Marysville and parts of rural Nemaha County and continue to evaluate the feasibility of fiber deployment to other areas. An injury accident was reported in Washington County August 12. Lexus Purcell of Concordia lost control on U.S. 36 east of Arrowhead Road and struck a guardrail. The driver was transported to Washington County Hospital. Two men were found unresponsive Saturday as Pawnee County authorities were called to Iron Horse Lake. The men were found lying on the road near a wrecked vehicle and were transported to the hospital with excessive alcohol and drug effects. One of those identified as a felon out of Utah, who was wanted in connection with the 2020 stabbing in Logan, Utah, as well as other stabbings and assaults. Ronald Nalepa was taken to Omaha, awaiting extradition, and the other man was not identified. Raymond L. Lindquist, age 95, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Memorial service planned Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, interment in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home at Waterville in charge of arrangements for Ray Lindquist. John Delmer Gertis, age 89, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home. Wymore in charge of arrangements for Delmer Gertis. Marilyn R. Heiserman, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Tributes will be shared Sunday 3 p.m. during a visitation from 2 until 4 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Heiserman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, roast beef, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and pineapple. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, and bananas in pudding. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A series of GED classes will be offered in Marysville this fall. Enrollment in GED to complete requirements for the State High School Diploma will improve literacy and increase opportunities for better employment. Marshall County Lifelong Learning will offer GED enrollment for the fall semester, September 6th, 7th, and 8th from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Center at 405 North 4th Street in Marysville. For additional details, contact Catherine Ray at 785-713-1493.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place Senior. Seniorcare.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the mid 80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid 80s throughout Missouri. Staying fairly mild overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 60s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. Sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 80s throughout Missouri. Partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. And temperatures staying much cooler throughout Friday and Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September 84, record high on this date 106, the average low 60 and the record low 36. Sunset this evening 7:50, sunrise in the morning at 7:01. It's 64 degrees, that's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 7th of September. It's 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Purple Mattress, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Semi-loads of LG top-rated high-end washers and dryers, $688 while 50 pairs last, normally $1049. Large selection of freezers, all sizes starting at $199, all in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $299 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
The Dodgers juggernaut just keeps on keeping on. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Dodgers hosting the rival Giants last night. Bottom third, 2 on. Joey Gallo batting with his team down 1-0.
The 3-1 is a high fly ball to right center field. Well hit, and it is gone! A home run!
The call on Dodgers Radio, AM 570. That three-run bomb put Los Angeles on top. Max Muncy added two home runs himself, and the Dodgers doubled up the Giants 6-3. The best in the American League, Astros hosted the Rangers, who came into the game on a 9-game losing streak. Stros hurler Framber Valdez logged his 23rd straight quality start, but made one costly mistake.
And it bounces off the plate. Racing down the line from third is Seager. He scores, so it's a wild pitch that gets Corey Seager home.
The call on KRLD, Corey Seager scoring on that wild pitch. The Rangers held on for a 4-3 win in the Battle of Texas. After dropping two straight to the lowly Nationals, the Mets were in Pittsburgh looking to avoid a 3-game losing streak. The lowly Pirates, though, weren't having any.
High fly ball to right toward the foul pole. Is it fair or foul? Hits the foul pole for a home run.
The call on KDKA, the Bucks would push across four more in the eighth en route to an 8-2 drubbing of the Mets. The hard-charging Braves went into Oakland looking to tie the Mets for first in the National League East. Matt Olson playing his first game against his former team since being traded and made them pay.
Pitch on the way to the plate, swung on a high, deep drive, straightaway center field, back there to the wall. That is gone!
The call on 680 AM, The Fan. The A's would fight back, tying the game at 9, but the Bravos added a run to hold on for a 10-9 win and a tie with the Mets for the division lead. U.S. Open tennis. American Coco Gauff is out after dropping her quarterfinal matchup against 16 seed Caroline Garcia in straight sets. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30 ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football. Live on KNDY.
Althea asks that everyone please observe a moment of silence at 8:45 a.m. on September 11th in honor of the men, women, and children who were wounded or lost their lives on that tragic day. These victims will forever be remembered. From Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmer sentiment improved in August at the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. It rose 14 points above the July reading to 117. Both the index of current conditions and the index of future expectations increased last month. Producers less worried about their farm's financial situation than in July, although they remain concerned about a possible cost-price squeeze. When asked about their biggest concern for the next year, more than half of respondents chose higher input costs. Other concerns include rising interest rates, input availability, and lower output prices. Despite this month's improvement in sentiment, all three indices remained well below year-ago levels. And this month's survey revealed an uptick in the percentage of farmers engaged with companies offering payments to sequester carbon. But just 1% of respondents said they've signed a carbon contract, with the majority of those choosing not to sign. That suggests that payment rates offered remain too low. U.S. farmers plan to grow 5% more corn acres next year. That according to a recent Farm Futures survey. The survey found farmers expect to plant 94.3 million acres of corn next spring. That's an increase of 4.5 million acres compared to 2022. The survey collected data from July 13th to August 1st from nearly 700 farmers. And if those estimates prove correct, it'll be the largest corn acreage planted in the U.S. since 2013. Farmers that year planted 95.4 million acres of corn. They also say farmers intend to plant 97.3 million acres of soybeans, down nearly 700,000 acres from this crop year, and also an increase in wheat acres in 2023 to 36.6 million acres, up 7.5% from 2022. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Landall Company's success story continues to be written by their loyal and dedicated team members. Landall congratulates their employees on another successful year with an incentive bonus of 12.76% or 6.64 weeks of pay. With many career opportunities available, Landall offers career advancement, stable employment, and benefits that include profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance, comprehensive health insurance, and much more. Start your new chapter at Landall today. Apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and disabilities.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Wednesday for the middle of the week. Markets opening up here in just a bit. Yesterday on Tuesday, the first day of trading of the week after the Labor Day celebration, we wrapped up with things kind of mixed on the board for the grains, but a little bit higher. Soybeans struggled a little bit. Livestock was mostly higher on the day. We'll see what's in store for us today. In the corn market, they kind of had a trickle on the slow upward movement throughout the morning, with September corn finishing 11 and 3/4 cent in the green, sitting at 680 and 3/4. December corn was up 10 and a quarter to 6 at 76, even a bushel. In the wheat market, September KC wheat was up by 7.5 cents, sitting at 879 even, with the December up 4.25 to 882 even a bushel. Over in the bean market, we saw some red here. They were kind of the slow moving market for the day yesterday. September soybeans down 20.5 cents to 1490 even. November was down 21.75 to 1398 and 0.75 cents. In the meal market, some red here as well, with September down 1060, sitting at 433.50. And the soybean oil for September was down 254 at 68.96. It was a mixed day in the cotton market overall, as we saw some green in the later futures. Early futures were a little bit lower, though, with October cotton down 10 cents to 108.29. December was in the green 34 cents at 103 and at 55 cents. Finally, in the oats market, we saw some green numbers here as well. Yesterday was September oats in the green by 4 cents, finishing at 398 and a quarter. Oh, quick in the livestock market, mostly higher here overall. They started off strong and were pretty steady throughout most of the day. His live cattle for October was up a half a buck to 145.05. The December live cattle in the green, 62 cents to 150 and 87 cents. In the feeder cattle, September was up yesterday 30 cents in the green to 184.17, with the October up a buck 15 to 186.10. And lean hogs for October was up $1.07, sitting at 91 and 10 cents, with the December lean hogs up by 80 cents, finishing at 83.5. Markets opening up here in just a little bit.
My hands were sticky, my hair was a mess, but the way my eyes sparkled, the state fair was the best. I remember the food, the games and the rides, the animals and the contests, and the big yellow slide. Soon I'll grow up, but I'll always remember that special time every year in September. Thank you for showing me how much you care, and someday I'll take my own kids to the fair.
Bring the kids in your life to the Kansas State Fair, September 9th through 18th.
Northern Oklahoma's new wheat-winning variety is Baker's Ann. Developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, Baker's Ann honors OSU's First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield and test weight potential and is preferred by Millard. Now one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, it provides good protection against stripe rust, leaf rust, and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another OSU's grazing grain and golden grain varieties and has been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OK Genetics to learn more.
With the right storage, apples you harvest today will stay crisp and delicious through the winter. A look at some old-time apple wisdom today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 7th, the 250th day of the year. Rock and roll pioneer Buddy Holly was born on this day, and ESPN made its TV debut in 1979. Apple season is here, and we've dug up some century-old advice from the Old Farmer's Almanac that hasn't aged a bit. In 1900, we offered this advice. Apples and pears should all be gathered by early October. Pack them at once in barrels or boxes and place them in a cool, dry cellar where the temperatures will vary but little from 8 degrees above the freezing point of water. Root cellars being less common these days, you can approximate those conditions by storing apples in styrofoam coolers in a cool mudroom or basement. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more harvest time tips online at almanac.com.
Sunshine in 64 at 729. Highs around 90 on tap again today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Shane Bieber pitched 8 sharp innings. Jose Ramirez drove in 2 runs. And the AL Central leading Cleveland Guardians beat the Royals last night 4-1. The Guardians moved within 1.5 games of Minnesota, which was rained out, and will play a doubleheader today at the New York Yankees. The Royals, by the way, lost their 82nd game, meaning they'll have a losing record for the 6th straight season. Salvador Perez hit his 20th home run for Kansas City, the 6th year he's reached that mark. Kansas State welcomes a familiar foe to Bill Snyder Family Stadium on Saturday as longtime Big 8 and Big 12 member Missouri visits Manhattan for an 11 a.m. ESPN2 televised showdown. It's the first time the two teams have squared off since the 2011 season as the Colin Klein-led Wildcats held off the Tigers 24-17 in Manhattan. A sellout crowd has been announced for Saturday's game. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Following a 56-10 season opening victory, Kansas will begin Big 12 play on Saturday, September 10th, when the Jayhawks travel to Morgantown, West Virginia to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. Kickoff is slated for 5 p.m. on ESPN+. The matchup between the Jayhawks and the Mountaineers is the first of any Big 12 games this season. Kansas and West Virginia last faced each other on November 27th of last year when the Mountaineers narrowly edged Kansas 34-28 in the 2021 season. After 2 dominant victories, the Hutchinson Community College football team is now tied for number 2 in the latest NJCAA Division I football rankings, which was released on Tuesday, a day later than normal because of the Labor Day holiday. The Blue Dragons, who are 2-0, are tied with Iowa Western, who's 1-0 for second in the rankings, as New Mexico Military maintained the number 1 spot after an impressive victory over previous number 5, Snow College. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football, our Friday night feature game, Frankfort at Washington County, live on FM 95.5. Marysville home opener hosting Wamego, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. K-Prep's pregame show airs at 6. Coach's Corner Roundup follows at 6:30. Then at 7 o'clock, Frankfort at Washington County and Marysville hosting Wamego. College action live Saturday. Kansas State pregame at 9, kickoff at 11. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 5. Tune as well for our Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 on KNDY.
Baby girl sleeping in my bedroom and her mama laughing in my arms. There's the sound of rain on the rooftop and the game's about to start. I don't really know how I got here, but I'm so glad that I did. And it's crazy to think that one little thing could have changed all of this. Maybe it did. turn out like I planned. Maybe that's why I'm such a lucky man. For every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, all the things I knew but I didn't know. Like the girl that I loved in high school, who said she could do better, or the college I wanted to go to till I got that letter. All the fights and the tears and the heartache I thought I'd never get through, and the moment I almost gave up, all led me here to you. Didn't understand it way back when, but sitting here right now, it all makes perfect sense. Every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't take, all the nights I went too far, all the girls that broke my heart, all the doors that I had to close, all the things I knew but I didn't know. Thank God for angel looking out for me today. So nothing's a mistake. Every stoplight I didn't make, every chance I did or I didn't.